Thank you. Thank you so much, Ms. Patty, Ms. Brown, for being a part of the People's Forum with the candidates. As you know, you're running for the St. Louis City Recorder of Deeds. Now, for the sake of those who are listening, they can understand what the Recorder of Deeds are. The Recorder of Deeds keep and protect the official records of people and property in St. Louis, especially land documents, marriage license, birth and death certificate, and historical archive, and make them legally accessible to the public. St. Louis Recorder of Deeds, they maintain property records, marriage license, birth and death records, business filing, military discharge papers, and public access. This form will ask you two questions. But before you answer the questions, you will have a minute to give an intro. You also have a minute and a half to give an outro. And you have a minute to answer the question. Everything clear? Any questions?
Nope. I'm good.
Thank you. So, get right on it. Your first question. Would you have 1 minute? Give me your intro. Who are you? Why are you? What? You know, and let them know who you are in 1 minute, starting now.
Okay. My name is Patty Ellison Brown. I'm the 4th Ward Committee Woman, and I'm running for the Recorder of Deeds because I believe experience matters. I have worked in the office for 15 years, helping residents with important property and vital record issues every day. I am running because I know this job. I care about this work, and I want to continue serving the people of our community. As Recorder of Deeds, I will be the first hands-on leader who understands the day-to-day operations,
30 seconds,
the staff, and ensures the office remains efficient, accessible, and responsive.
Okay. And thank you for also serving as a 4th Ward Committee Woman. So, your first question, what kind of experience do you have that qualifies you to do this type of work? Answer, you have 1 minute, starting now.
I've been the office manager for the past 5 years. I am a part of the Recorders Association of Missouri. I have over 1,000 hours of training in that. I work in the office every day of my life. I know the ins and outs. I know how to, you know, if the person comes up and you have a problem with their vital statistics, or getting a birth certificate or a death certificate. I work closely with the Missouri Department of Health and Senior Services to help them the people who are having an issues work through their problems. I just know the office. With being there for 15 years, you learn a lot.
Okay. So, you've been in the office, you know the office, and you see what needs to change. And by saying that, if elected, are you going to operate this office pretty much in the same manner as it is today, or what new ideas do you have? What are you going to do differently to make the office run more efficient? Share with 1 minute time with the people, what will you do differently?
I will continue to work with the tornado victims, the RICA applications that come in. I would like to move forward with working with the collector of revenue in the assessor's office, in getting property fraud pamphlets sent out in your water bills and in your assessments with the assessor's office more efficiently than how it is. And I'd like to work with the title companies and having a welcoming package.
30 seconds.
Even when you refinance a home and when you buy a home, you would get a package from the Recorder of Deeds office helping you through what the next steps will be.
And right now I'm working on trying to get it working that you can stay at home and do e-files with your property instead of coming into the office.
That's the end of the answer?
Correct. I thought you said it was up. So.
Yeah, it was. Well, thank you for that second answer, Ms. Brown. You shared a lot. You shared your experience. Now, with 1 minute and 30 seconds, your outro. Kind of bring everything together to give the people a minute and 30 seconds of your entire plan outro with your name.
Okay. The recorder's office plays a crucial role in protecting property rights, preserving public records, and helping them during some of the most important moments in their life. My experience gives me the knowledge to step into the role on day one and continue providing the services our community deserves. I would be honored to earn your support and look forward to continuing to serve the people of the city of St. Louis. And thank you for having me here today.
Thank you, Ms. Brown. Thank you. Thank you for that. Thank you for all you've done already as a fourth ward committee woman. And that concludes our question.
Okay.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.